Hello.
Hi, I'm calling to speak with the person who handles the online listings for Matt Kindigan.
Okay, well, I'm his wife and he's at work right now. What can I help you with?
Oh, yes, maybe you can help me. So the reason for my call, my name's Tara. I'm over at Local Splash, and we're a data service provider to Google and Bing. And what prompted my call to you is we wanted to speak with you about listing Matt Kindigan on the first page of Google for your services there using the keywords in the area. And
okay,
obviously you've used Google before in your life, but have you done a search recently for like excavation services in your area by any chance?
No.
No. Okay. Well, you know, when you search for anything, really, you'll get that map of the local area. It'll pop up in the middle. And then next to that map, there's a list of some of the local companies, you know, that service within that area. And as I'm sure you can imagine, there are pages and pages of results in there. But on that first page, there's just a handful. So like right now in your neighborhood, they see HW Streeter Paving and Excavating. Are you familiar with those guys at all?
Yes.
Okay. So, and they're the locals there too. They're just one of the ones that's benefiting from being listed there in your area now. And that's where we would list you, is right there alongside them. So now you'd be one of the local options, you know, when people are searching as well. Now, the reason you're getting this call today is they had that first page position become available in your geographic area for that category. So we're assigned to that area today. There's a team of agents calling through. And the rule that Google has for us in order to maintain our partnership with them is that we can work with one business per opening. So once that position fills today, they stop the calls to the area. We can't work with anybody else in your territory. And that all makes sense so far, right?
Yes.
Okay, beautiful. And a couple of questions. How long have you been in business there in the area?
This will be going on our third year. We've had the machine for 2 years now. And
Just
started the business itself up and running.
Okay, so you've had the machine but haven't put it to work just until recently?
We've done a few jobs.
Okay.
We've done some cement pads and a sidewalk and a foundation.
Okay. So, and they're all pretty much within the local area there, or how far are you typically traveling?
Nope. So far it's been in the local area.
Perfect. Okay. Okay, great. You mentioned he was at work. Is it like a evenings and weekends kind of thing? Kind of like a site?
Yeah. Right now he's a professional truck driver and he's trying to get out of that business because there's too many idiots out there, if you know what I mean.
Right. Okay. Like a long haul driver?
He goes back down to Jersey for CVS Pharmacy.
Oh, okay. Okay. So it's not too bad. It's not like a cross country or anything like that.
No.
Okay.
No.
And I'm sorry, my name again is Tara. Who am I speaking with?
Helen.
Helen, it's nice to meet you. And for this position, Helen, that we have available there today, it's month-to-month pricing. There are no contracts or anything like that. And based on everything so far, there are no negative reviews anywhere online. You're in the right area. You meet all of the criteria that's required. And overall, you see value in all of this, being listed there locally as one of the options for people, you know, at that moment they're searching?
Yes.
Okay, so why don't I do this? Why don't I pull up the pricing for that position that they have available there today? And then that way, if you decide that you want that spot, we can go from there. Does that sound good?
Okay, that part of the business Matt handles, and he should be home by 5:30 if you can call him back.
Oh, okay. So, I can't hold the spot until then. There's a team of agents calling through. They just keep dialing. Like, as soon as we hang up, they just keep dialing until it's filled. If I were to pull up the pricing, and let's say that you loved it, right, you felt like it was a great idea, would you be able to give them a call?
I'm sure I could.
Okay.
Yeah, I could send him all the information. If it'd be easier if you send it through an email. This way I can just forward everything right over to him on his personal phone and he can look it all over and tell me yes or no.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, I can send it. I just can't hold the spot.
Right.
So, and we do show you everything in writing here. So if I were to pull it up now, would you perhaps maybe be able to put us on hold and give him a call?
No, not right at this moment I wouldn't be able to, only because I'd have to go outside to make the phone call because where I'm at in the country, the service is kind of iffy.
Oh, okay, okay. So,
yeah, unfortunately, that's the only bad thing is...
Okay, and I guess what I'll do, I'll throw you back in the hopper here. Maybe if we still have it available a little bit later, we'll reach back out and try and catch you together. Would that
work? That's fine.
Okay. And 5 or 5:30, okay, I'll make a note. And I think you'd be a great fit. Hopefully we'll get a chance to speak with you again then. 5 or 5:30. Okay, all right, Helen.
Yep.
Well, thank you so much for your time. I appreciate it.
All right, thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.